in-store or at your home. They even provide IT services for your business. Call 833-CEG-9701. Get your admission discount to the 28th Annual Napa Solano Spring Home and Garden Show at NapaHomeShow.com. The largest home and garden event of the year is Friday through Sunday, April 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Napa Valley Expo. New ideas and inspiration for your home, garden, and lifestyle. Details and discounts at NapaHomeShow.com.
My name is Mira. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way to make the community stronger. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwemp speaking for Rad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hola, mi valle.
This is Isela
and Gabriela,
your new host for La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela. Tune in to 1440 AM KVON
or stream KVON.com on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to our new show, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela, to learn and listen about current topics, events, and happenings that affect our community.
Listen to your powerhouse Latinas every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela.
1948 was a big year for everyone in Napa. For the first time, Napans were able to enjoy luxuries like cable television, hairspray, and best of all, breakfast from the newly opened Buttercream Bakery in Napa. Also noteworthy, 1948 marked the first year Mentis began providing bilingual mental health services to Napa County residents of every age, stage, and income level. Now, 70 years later, Mentis is still serving our community by providing the tools people need to live emotionally healthy, stable lives. Through the counseling, coaching, and support of Mentis, our people are strengthened and so is our community. This year, we celebrate Mentis' 70th birthday and their positive impact in Napa County. Like and follow Mentis on Facebook at Mentis Napa, and look out for Mentis' Mindful Mondays, where you can hear from supporters in our community via the Mental Health Champion hashtag.
Now, from Napa Valley, California, it's Beer Nuts featuring brewmaster Colin Kaminsky.
Welcome to KVON 1440 Beer Nuts. This is brewmaster Colin Kaminsky sitting in the studio with Big Daddy Love John Perkins. How you doing, John?
Hey, what's going on, Colin? Welcome back from your beer weekend at the college, right?
Yeah, I did. It was two weekends, yeah. So
how'd it go?
It went really well. I was really happy with it. Still lots of work to do before the next one. But all of the students requested the class to be longer. I guess 8 hours of me lecturing wasn't long enough for them.
So are they,
so they wanted more lecture.
Were you drinking beer during this lecture?
You know, on the first day we did, so the first day was 8 hours of lecture, and one part of it was a tasting.
Okay, and what beers were you guys tasting?
We did, I'm going to have to remember now, we did Duval, we did a Spot and Optimator, oh gosh, what else was in there? This Firestone 805 that we're about to taste was in there.
Okay.
And I can't remember the other two. There was an IPA, but I don't remember which one. Probably the Fire. No, it was a Firestone Union Jack, and then I don't remember. And we talked, about what parts of the flavor came from the yeast, and what parts came from the water that's unique to that locality, and what parts came from the hops, and what parts were part of the barley. And we did it right after lunch, and it kind of sets the tone for the afternoon where we designed our own recipe. Then the next weekend, we brewed our recipe.
All right. What is the recipe, you guys? I was wondering this over the weekend. What recipe that your students picked to brew for
their class? They decided that they wanted to make an amber, and they wanted to pick one of the new experimental hops that had some melon character in it.
Well, I wouldn't think they would pick an amber just because of the sales seem to be a little bit low on the ambers compared to all the rest of the IPAs and the pale ale and even the darker beers, I think, sell a little bit better than the amber style.
And, you know, it surprised me as well. I wasn't expecting them to pick an amber. I was hoping that they would pick some, you know, obscure style that I'd never brewed because it would have been more fun for me, but and half expected them. I figured there was an 80% chance they were going to pick an IPA.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that somebody would come over there and take over the show and want to do an IPA because it seems like most people right now are drinking IPA. So
yeah, and the class sold out, and so the college is really excited about doing it again and expanding the program a little bit. So we're kind of thinking of doing that as kind of an intermediate class. You can't really walk in there and have never done any brewing and fit in. Maybe doing something like an advanced class, but then also breaking the segments of the class up into 2-hour lectures so that you don't have to spend all day and maybe doing it, similar material, but over the course of like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, they just get you a class there.
We'll see,
they have all the stuff there, right?
They do. And that was another fun part of it. We were the first people to brew on the system.
Okay.
So I was building the system, you know, finding pieces and boxes going, oh, this goes here while we were brewing. And so it was good for them to see because most of them, I would say we're in the 20 to 30 batch range of homebrewers and seeing them, you know, having them help me figure things out, where does this piece go and where does that go, gave them some ideas for what they wanted to change in their own home breweries.
So what size system do they have there?
The one we were using was the 20-gallon brew-built system.
Okay.
So and they gallons. Also have a bunch of Pico brews. They have 5 Pico brews there. But we didn't use those. We just used the 20-gallon system.
Yeah, it'd be easier that way everyone learns the same thing at the same time instead of trying to go back and forth from the Pico to the 20 gallon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally found that echo. Good. Got it out of my headphones.
So I was going to ask you also, they were doing at the college a 75 year Napa Valley College.
On the second day of the class. Yeah. They did an open house and they had a bunch of food trucks out there and some music and a car show and a bunch of people showed up. It was really busy.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool to actually have your, doing beer and walk out, listen to some music and on your lunch and have a taco truck.
Yeah, it was nice having the trucks close so you could get lunch right away without driving. When we brewed, they don't have a way of running the propane tanks inside. So we rolled the system outside, and so we were brewing outside, and everybody's walking by and asking what we were doing. And
it wasn't raining then.
It wasn't raining at all, but that's we did good. Have a pop-up tent just in case.
Oh, yeah. Always thinking ahead, Colin. Yeah. Always thinking ahead.
You know, Merrick is really good at
that. Yeah, I know.
He really planned ahead for this. So he made my work easy.
Well, this is baby, right? He's got, and also he's got the food for the Silverados that are coming.
Yeah, he's doing the food for the Silverados. And, you know, he runs the culinary program there. So he's teaching there all the time.
Another fact that I saw that you probably saw is Stones has an official opening date.
They do, the 6th, huh?
Yeah, May the 6th.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, all this talk we've been talking, I don't know, over a year, maybe 2 years two years about Stone is actually going to come to life. So
yeah, official opening May 6th. Big news. And what's his name? Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, has asked to come on the show. So we're going to try to figure out when he'll
and the brewer here. Too is coming on good. The show. And I'm still.
Do you know who it is? I haven't heard yet.
I haven't seen him. I haven't met him. I've met everybody else, I think, except for the brewer. Supposedly he's a big karaoke fan.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I'll see him tonight because we have karaoke at Downtown Jazz on Wednesdays. So there's a lot of guys though wearing Stone shirts walking around for anybody out there. I mean they're here, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be open on the 6th now.
And they hired a lot of staff locally, too. So
yeah.
The general manager is a local guy. And
yeah, a couple guys I met I used to work with at Red Hen. So they were hiring, I just said, what are you doing with the Stone shirt on? Oh, I'm working there. Okay. When's it opening, the 6th? We'll see. But, I mean, if they put it on a press release, it's pretty much a done deal. And I also see a lot of activity for once. Construction workers just in the rain even. So
I've also seen it seems like the inside is finished, and they're just finishing up some landscaping now. Because I've seen all of the lighting, you know, the last things you do are lighting fixtures and things like that, and that's all in. And I haven't seen them producing beer yet, so I keep expecting to drive by and seeing the steam coming out of the
kettle. Well, yes, they're supposed to make a lot of beer just local for just Napa.
They don't need to open, though. But they built a brew house into there.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff that you're not going to be able to get anywhere but besides Napa, which is be good for us.
Right, the brewery's going to be so small that they won't be able to distribute back out of it, maybe to some local bars.
Yeah, local bars.
But they won't be able to, like, send it back down to San Diego. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll have some beers that San Diego won't have.
That'll be cool, right?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, and so I guess they're going to have music. Another thing. I mean,
no TVs.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep, they made a conscious decision at all Stone restaurants to not have TVs. They want you talking to the guy next to you,
like a pub.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea. Actually,
what was that old Brian Setzer song? Drink whiskey and shut up. Talk to the guy next to you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I see, especially during the playoffs, like the hockey. I went by these two guys that were watching hockey, and I looked at them. And I said, what are you guys watching? You know, because, you know, California's not a big hockey, and I'm not a big hockey fan. But, I mean, you know, we got a couple, the Sharks are in there, so San Jose. These guys were Canadian, and they're watching. Their eyes did not blink.
Yeah, right.
It was spooky, man. They were looking like, you know how our TVs are set up above the bar, right?
Right.
So I'm walking by, seeing how everybody's doing, and I see these guys just not moving, barely breathing, eyes just, like, laser-focused. And I was like, what are these guys watching? Because all the basketball, you know, playoffs have been over. So I look, turn around, and it's Canadian hockey. So I was like, oh, wow, these guys are serious. They're serious about their hockey down there in Canada. I know that for a fact. Just from bartending as many years as I have.
You know, I grew up watching hockey. And up in Reno, they had a little B-League team called the Reno Aces. And so my dad and I used to go watch the Reno Aces every week. And then when I was 5, we moved to London, Ontario for a year. And I got to be around the hockey culture a bunch. But then we only stayed up there for about a year. And when we came back, kind of drifted away from hockey. But my dad was always a huge fan. He grew up in Michigan.
I mean, there's parts I like, the fighting, you know.
Yeah. What was the old joke? I went to a fight once and a hockey game broke out.
Exactly. They don't let you do that anymore, hardly, in the NFL or the NBA. I don't know. Do you think we should open a beer, Colin? It's time to wake up.
Yeah, you know, we've been recording for 13 minutes.
I know. So it's getting late. I don't want to break any records today. So this is the 805, and a lot of people ask for it at the bar, and it's very popular, and I see their logo everywhere.
You know, so there's Firestone Walker, and a kind of interesting story about this beer. It is one of the best-selling of Firestone's brands, and before it came out, all the brewers that you would talk to at conventions thought that the blonde ale style was dead and that we would never have blonde ale. So amber, you were talking earlier in the show that ambers seemed like they're dying. Blondes seemed like they were already dead.
They're in a grave and crawling out of it.
And 805 single-handedly has brought the style back. And it's a delightful, refreshing beer. It's really delicious.
It is light. And anytime you can bring 805 to a party, you're automatically in.
Well, and you know,
it's very palatable for everybody.
What I like about it is it's light, but it still has some malt character. It has some flavors going on. It's kind of the new Sierra Nevada. It's what Sierra Nevada was 30 years ago. It just has enough character to be interesting. Whereas Sierra Nevada now is almost just the main label is almost a little too pedestrian anymore to get attention. And the 805, I think, has a little bit more character.
It's a new kid on the block. I mean, everyone's had and seen the Sierra Nevada so long, and this is new. Relatively compared to that.
And Firestone isn't the new kid on the block. And certainly when Duval bought them, it made them a big player in the market. So, Yeah, Firestone's owned by Duval.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Duval owns a lot of stuff, right?
It's a big of small brewing company. Yeah,
it has tentacles everywhere.
Yeah, it does. And
so I guess you would classify this as a blonde. It's 4.7, so relatively like a normal beer. It's around 5. Nice light character, like it has flavor. And the carbonation seems very nice, too, pretty high,
yeah,
which is easy to drink sometimes.
Matt Brendelson seems to like pretty higher high carbonation. Yeah. Sometimes the kegs can be a little bit problematic for bartenders that aren't used to dealing with Firestone. That and Trumer are kind of the highest of the craft beer carbonation levels we see.
Yeah, sometimes they do get wasted if we're in a rush. And we're supposed to pour it a certain way, and we get three deep, and we're like, okay, just start yanking at the tap, and the foam, we just let the foam flow over. And I'm sure you've seen it, Colin, at downtown.
Oh, no, I've never seen
it. I'm sure you've seen that. Your delicate beer go down the drain as I smile, and you're shaking your head at the same time, going, oh, man. Your time, please.
JJ was asking me what to do about that, and I told him to clog the drain in the drip tray and see how long you guys pour foam for.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Foamy everywhere. Like taking a bubble bath back there. Yeah. Yeah. So
I like this beer. It's really nice. It's for me, it's a little bit too light to order. I wouldn't ever go order this beer. But I love it when somebody offers me one.
So have you been to the Paso Robles Brewery?
That's funny. I haven't. So Firestone Walker originally wanted to be farther south there, closer to the Firestone Winery. And they bought a property and were thinking of building a brewery in there. And the brewery that is now Firestone Walker came for sale. It was... had gone through a bankruptcy, and so they decided they'd go look at it, and they decided to buy it, and so they stopped plans of building down at the southern location, and so I've been to the southern location for a dinner with Greg Walker, and got to talk with him and Matt Brendelson for a long time.
Cool.
It was a get stinky party.
And get stinky.
And I don't know if you've ever heard that. Do you know what get stinky is?
Oh, man, I have visions of stuff.
it's an English thing. And
it's kind of like get Walker, sloppy.
Well, yeah, basically. Walker is from London. So what he wanted to do was have something where, a bunch of his friends showed up, so it was limited to 20 people. And you... drink really nice beers, have really good food. Then after dinner, you drink really nice scotches and smoke cigars.
Sounds like my kind of party, Colin.
It was really fun, actually.
I want to get stinky next time.
And it's kind of like what your pool parties turn into after 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
It was good times.
Wobbly, wobbly feet.
And the stories were just phenomenal. Hearing some of the stories of the founding of Firestone Walker.
Yeah. I want to get stinky next time. I can drink scotch and smoke cigars and drink good beer all day. That sounds like a good time to me.
If I ever get invited to that party, I'll bring you with me. I was invited to the first one. They do it every year.
All right.
And I was invited to the first one.
Get on Facebook.
Didn't make the second one.
Get on Facebook and let's make the whatever, 10th one, whatever we're at now. How many years has that been?
Oh, gosh. Maybe 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a while ago then, Colin.
Yep.
Well, I have another special, special beer. I don't know if we need to pay bills yet or not.
Then I better make some room for beer and we better pay some bills. You're listening to KVON 1440.
Beer nuts.
Ahoy, ye mateys. Now I know you probably think a pirate like me with a peg leg and an eye patch is in search of me buried treasure, but 'tis not so, me mateys. My brave crew and I have pledged to plunder no more until we clean up all the garbage that comes out here from land. Why, just today, I found an aluminum can that said soda pop from the mountaintop. Somebody probably threw it on the ground and it washed into a drain pipe and into a river and into the ocean. Now I've got the best crew in the seven seas.
Hooray!
But we can't do it all ourselves.
No. Not on our own.
Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. To learn more about keeping oceans clean, visit keepoceansclean.org. Ah, tarnation. I mean, keepoceansclean.org.
What? That's keepoceansclean.org.
Yeah, what he said. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Of course I talk to the kids about cell phone use when they're driving. I tell them not to call their friends and never, never text anyone.
That's smart. Do you think they listen?
They're good kids. I think I made it clear they could get hurt or worse if they take their eyes off the road for even a second. They understand we have rules and their dad and I expect them to follow those rules. Oh, this is important. Excuse me while I answer this text.
Show your teen how to be a responsible driver by being one yourself. Texting while driving? It's not worth it. A message from the California Highway Patrol and the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation, where we say stop whatever you're doing, baby, and dance. Because movement is just one of the ways you can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where are the cereals?
Aisle 2.
Oh, thanks. What on earth are you cleaning up?
Can't tell. Either someone's love handles or their belly.
Excuse me?
Yep, more people are losing weight and getting healthy thanks to small step number 121. Eat before grocery shopping. Makes you less tempted to buy junk food.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Ugh, please don't let it be someone's thunder thighs.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
For many years, the MPS Society has been helping children and their families cope with the rare disease of MPS that has some treatments but no cure by supporting research, families, and increasing public and professional awareness. You can help relieve the pain suffered by children with MPS by participating in the MPS Race for a Cure on Sunday, April 29th in Yountville, starting at 8:30 a.m. This will be a timed 5K run and 1 mile walk at the Veterans Home of California. All proceeds will benefit MPS research and family support programs. Visit mpssociety.org for more details and to register for the race. Join the MPS Race for the Cure this April 29th. Thank you to our nation-run sponsors, BioMarin Pharmaceuticals, Sanofi Genzyme, Sangamo Therapeutics, Shire, and Ultragenics Pharmaceuticals.
If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Contact Steve and the Commercial Vans team at Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, 707-430-0273.
Your Napa Valley News is brought to you by the Napa Valley Wine Train, continuing its appreciation for locals with special gourmet express lunch and dinner packages. Book your date for this one-of-a-kind Napa Valley experience at winetrain.com using code local-n-sc. Restrictions apply.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! That's not beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Geeking out with Beer Nuts.
Welcome back to KBON 1440 Beer Nuts. Sitting here in the studio with Big Daddy Love, and so you had a problem deciding which one to pour. You did pick a beer finally.
I finally picked a beer. And I like to say what's up to my friends from the Netherlands out there, still tuning in to Beer Nuts all around the world.
You know, that's amazing.
I love technology, you know. You get that streaming going, you can hear any radio station all around the world. Speaking of radio and radio stations and radio icons, like yourself, Colin.
Art Bell.
Yeah. You know, the amazing Art Bell, one of my all-time favorite radio hosts of all time. Passed away, I guess, Friday 13th.
At home, too, right? How's that?
Yeah.
Did you hear? Yeah.
So.
I read a statement shortly after it happened from a Napa sheriff. So I assumed he was at, or a Nevada sheriff, rather. So I assumed he was at home because he lived out there in Fallon or somewhere like that. Yeah, somewhere in the middle of Nevada.
Yeah, in a deep underground bunker. Right? So, I did pick a beer. I was waffling.
Wait, hold on one second. Did you hear that he got his radio broadcaster's license when he was 13?
I did not hear this.
That's crazy, huh? He's been a radio guy his whole life. His whole life has been about radio.
Well, I've been in conspiracies for a long time, and I used to, you know, he's way back when I first, you know, started going to the super deep end, the super dark, whatever you want to call it, conspiracies that I like to listen to, and he was one of the guys that were cutting edge for his time.
In the 90s, he was the second wealthiest man in radio.
Oh, I know
he made a lot of money off of that. What was the name of the show? I don't even remember. Something
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast, that's what it was. Coast to
yeah,
Coast.
Yeah, you could hear from Art Bell. Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
And they were the number one radio station for many years.
And he owned his radio station.
Yeah, it was super cool. So, I guess we're going to drink a beer to his passing.
To Art Bell.
To Art Bell.
And what are we drinking?
We are drinking a very special beer that I brought last year, which is
nice and hoppy.
Which is kind of hard to get. And it's got that super danky
hop,
you know, almost smells like a fresh hop. I don't think it was, but this is their one-hitter quitter series, so it's going to be pretty high in alcohol. This one is 11.3.
Wow, and it doesn't taste like 11.3 at all.
And I know you guys are wondering what we're drinking, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you now.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Let me get my drink first.
Yeah, I would have guessed around 8.5.
Wow.
I was guessing.
Especially coming from that 805 to having this mystery beer we haven't announced yet. It's the Lagunitas Waldo Special Edition Ale. And every year, around 420, they come out with their Waldo's Special Ale. So anyone out there looking, you can probably get it now if you search hard enough. There's still some out there. And there's a big story behind why it comes out for 420, April 20th, around this time. Colin, would you like to explain the story of the infamous Waldo's?
I don't know how Waldo fits into it. I do know Lagunitas has had a long relationship with 420.
Yeah, that's what they call themselves. You know, the smoker group.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they went out there and they called themselves the Waldo's.
Oh, down in San Rafael High?
Yeah. Okay. And that was their group. Like, you know, the stoner group, we used to call them, you know, from 1990.
Well, 1990. You know, so there's a million versions of the story down there. The one that we tend to believe here in Northern California is in the 70s, there was a group of kids that would smoke after football practice. And football practice ended at 4:15. So they met at 4:20 every day out in some field or some outdoor location.
There was a statue.
Is that what it was?
The Pasteur, the guy who did the germs.
Louis Pasteur?
Yeah, there was a statue out there. I guess they went there and smoked.
Yeah. But I've heard a million versions of the story, so I don't know. So in any case, Lagunitas used to have a really big 420 parking lot party every year. And finally the ABC decided that wasn't kosher and put the kibosh on it. But now with marijuana being legal in California, brewers are starting to feel out what can they say about marijuana and what can't they say. And so I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting time for brewers and marketing. Marijuana and hops are very close cousins, and they share a lot of similar aromas. And so it's something that brewers have kind of talked about amongst themselves, but but not something that you lose your license if you're associated with drugs.
Sure. That, and I was thinking that because I just happened to plan the May 4th Star Wars party at Downtown Joe's. May the 4th be with you. Anyone out there, any Star Wars fans out there, we're going to be doing a big bash, second annual Star Wars Day at Downtown Joe's. We're going to be showing Empire Strikes Back. We're going to be having some giveaways. And, of course, we're going to have a bunch of Star Wars action figures we can play with and lightsabers. And we're going to totally geek out, Colin. It's something you'd probably be into. But so I was wondering if I should do a 420 party at Downtown Joe's. And I kind of ran into the same kind of the questions that you're talking about right now. Is you're bringing in drugs, kind of, but you're not. It's not you. And it's a party celebrating something that's legal now but not used to be. So people's... with the ABC, it was just like, no, we're not going to do it.
Well, so, you know, I've been, there are a lot of people are starting big grow operations, and I was talking to one of the more famous brewery owners that has a lot of money to see whether he was going to get into it. And he said that because it's against federal law, that if you were part of a grow, they would pull your ABC license. Because you would be in violation of federal law, even though you're not in violation of state law to run a grow. So the ABC has already come down with a decision on that you cannot own a grow and a liquor license at the same time. So,
well, it makes it kind of interesting that eventually I think they're going to merge.
Well, and so a lot of brewers have been wondering if legalization hurts beer sales. And certainly there was a famous article where they made a correlation between lower beer sales in Colorado timed with legalization. But brewers are rejecting that idea. Brewers are thinking that they do indeed go hand in hand, and that a lot of the customers, and, you know, certainly I wouldn't think it's more than half of the customers, but about half of the customers that go to microbreweries probably smoke. And
yeah, but I mean, they're smoking anyway. They're going to get it on the black market. It's not. I don't think it's going to affect anything except for the money's going to be transferred over to someone else besides these.
But besides the cartels,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know the answer to that.
Hey, Colin,
I don't smoke, so
I don't smoke either. Yeah. You know, but I get handed a lot of tips and, like, you know, like, here you go and this and that, and you're at a party and somebody does something and you're there. But I will tell you this, that these guys are getting it anyway. They don't need licenses. I don't think it's going to really affect the beer drinking community because they already have it. You know what I mean? Everybody has it. Like,
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I do. I'm telling you, they're going to drink and smoke, and nothing's going to change except for the money transfer. You know what I mean? Because these guys can get it. You sit next to three guys that, you know, you can get it. You know, it's just like California's exploded, especially, you know, with the climate we have. It's not like we're in, you know, Delaware or something where it's snowing and it's hard to grow stuff.
Right.
So.
I don't know. So anyhow, Lagunitas and their 420 party was a huge thing until the undercover shutdown. When the ABC shut them down, they put an undercover officer on the floor, got him hired in the brewery, and he tried to buy weed from everybody. He'd go around and, hey, would you sell me some weed? And nobody would sell him. None of the staff would sell him any weed. They every time he would ask, they would just give him some. And they wouldn't sell it to him. Like, no, go, no, man. We don't need any money. No, hey, short, go ahead.
Yeah, just make sure you mop the floor an extra time.
Yeah. And so they ended up getting shut down over it because the ABC decided that they weren't doing enough to make sure there was no marijuana at the production facility. And
I mean, right now we're really on the cusp of, like, what can you say? What can you do? What is legal? What is not legal? It's that gray area. It's just really confusing if you wanted to open up a brewery with a slash, you know, grow or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I guess you say you can't do it right now because of federal law, but, you know, like everything, change is constant. So,
yeah, and certainly, you know, when the pendulum swings. So right now it's swinging towards people are being a lot more liberal about talking about marijuana, but it could very well just swing the other way.
Yeah, so this is a great beer. I like it a lot. I like it too. Super, you know, super if you're ready for a punch in the mouth of hops, this is definitely one to get. And you know, it'd be pretty cool to have a six-pack of this on 420, and it's a good beer for that.
And I'm sure there's kegs around, too, if you go to your draft house.
I'm sure Lagunitas has it on tap right now. They did last year. I went there last year around this time, and they had it on tap. And
Speaking of Lagunitas fun events, so what replaced the 420 party in their mind was the beer circus.
That was great.
And they canceled it last year because of the fires.
And then they donated all the money, which was cool, that if people wanted to, you know,
didn't get a refund. Yeah.
They donated, that they didn't want their money back. And a lot of people did that, I heard.
So I think we need to start looking for tickets now.
Yes, please, because that was a blast. I had a great time last year, or 2 years
ago.
Two years ago. It's great.
I think our wives had a good time, too.
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, you should be able to get this on tap at Lagunitas. Waldo's. And I got another beer, too.
I know you got another beer. So one of the things we were talking about during the break, Mendocino Brewing closed. Did you hear that one?
No. Why would they close? Why is breweries close? I thought there was like 100 a day opening in California.
Well, we've seen a couple of big breweries close in the last few weeks, since the last time we did a show, actually.
Okay.
So Mendocino was, I think, the big shocker. It's one of the oldest breweries in California.
Yeah, I remember.
I think it was maybe the third or something like that.
I've had beer many times from Mendocino. That's why when you said that, I was kind of like, are you sure that you're talking about the right Mendocino that I'm talking about?
Yeah, Red Tail Ale.
And that was
Eye of the Hawk.
Yeah, the Eye of the Hawk was always a go-to if you wanted something pretty strong. You know?
And Red Tail was their flagship. And
On tap all over the place. I've seen it. I've seen their tap handles everywhere.
About 10 years ago, it got bought by a man from India, a very wealthy, multi-billionaire guy. And he ran into some legal troubles. Last I heard about him, I don't remember his name, unfortunately, but the last time I heard about him, he had international warrants for billion-dollar fraud schemes against the Russia and the Baltic states.
Oh, his best one, Russia?
For billions of dollars.
Is he still walking around?
I don't know. The last I heard, and I didn't try to look it up before the show, I should have... he had disappeared on his $500 million yacht. And so he either disappeared in a good way or disappeared in a bad way. But Mendocino closed the doors and filed bankruptcy. So
maybe they'll open it up, reopen it like was a speakeasy or?
Well, no. So in the end, it ended up a big production facility, and they brewed three beers, and all of their brands were blends of those three beers. So it had really become a shadow of the icon that it really was for 35 years. Yeah.
Didn't one just open up that closed down in San Francisco? Speakeasy?
Did Speakeasy open back up?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
This could be like Phoenix coming back from the ashes, because I thought that place was pretty good, too, because they had the Big Daddy.
They had the Big Daddy, yeah.
Yeah.
They did, yeah.
And that was good. And
I like the eyes on all of their labels, the green eyes that they did. That gave them a little distinction in the market.
I got a few free beers for the Big Daddy IPA just because, you know, Big Daddy loves. So I got some free beer.
You know, I think before the radio show, I was the only person that called you Big Daddy Love.
Yeah, thanks for that nickname. It's great.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Everybody was calling you Dreammaker. Dreamweaver. That's what it was. Dreamweaver.
From the song.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I figured Big Daddy Love is way better than Dreamweaver.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But it really was the same idea. Yeah. So you've got one more here.
Oh, man.
Brew Rebellion.
I'm enjoying this Waldo right now, but I do have... And look at this label, Colin. It's like... Something you would find like on a meme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's called the Brew Rebellion, and it's got pineapples, and they're all have like weird faces. Like one's happy, one's sad, one's yelling. It's like those little happy faces that you put in your emojis. And it's a pineapple, and this one's really low in alcohol, which will be something different for me. It's 3.2, and it's a goose, whatever that means. Colin, explain the goose, pineapple goose, Brew Rebellion.
Yeah.
What's the deal with it?
A goose is a a Belgian style or a French style or something right there on that border.
Okay.
It's one I've never tried to brew, so I'm not really familiar with all of its details.
This one is from San Bernardino, California, so we like to keep it local on Beer Nuts, so this one is fairly close. And the can is really cool, so I think that's why I bought it. Sometimes I just buy it off the can. Is that wrong? Am I like a typical consumer that just says, oh, I like the can?
You know, like it's what the wine industry has been for a long time, so maybe, I don't know. The other brewery I wanted to mention is Green Flash closed.
No way. The one in San Diego?
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite beers.
Me too. Yeah, Green
no
Flash
way.
Closed.
No way. Did they sell out or did they close, Colin? Don't...
Don't freak me out right now. I'm going
to
read out of the San Diego Tribune here. Green Flash closes Virginia Beach Brewery in a stunning reversal for one of San Diego's signature breweries. Green Flash closed its Virginia Beach Brewery Monday, 16 months after opening that East Coast outpost. The sudden retreat signaled over the weekend with an ad offering a turnkey brewery for sale as the latest sign of Green Flash's fading fortunes.
What happened, man?
In this article, so this is March 26th, they're saying it's still open in Mira Mesa, but I think I heard that they've continued to have trouble.
So they're on a down.
Yeah, anytime you've got so many players in the market.
Green Flash was like a signature beer for me. If I saw it on tap, I would usually get it, or sometimes I see it in a bottle. That was a classic. I'm sad now, Colin.
Oh, okay. So as far as I can tell here, they recapitalized.
Are you fake newsing me right now?
So the Virginia Beach did close, but the West Coast Brewery is still open.
April Fool's Day was a while ago.
And they took a bunch of investors in to stay open.
Yeah, they're going
to
be open.
Yeah, all right. We'll see. That's,
thanks for the panic.
So, you know, in the geeky science world, do you know what a green flash is?
Yes, it's right before the sun comes a sunset or sunrise.
Right when the sun crosses the horizon. So right at that last moment.
I've never seen one. I've heard
I've been looking my whole life.
I haven't seen one.
And I haven't seen one, but I have friends that hunt them, and if you really focus on it, you can see a couple a year.
I haven't seen any. Just like
Live on the beach either.
I've been looking for Bigfoot my whole life. Every time I go in the woods, I'm looking for Bigfoot. I haven't seen Bigfoot. I think he does exist, but like in an alternate universe. You know what I mean? He's like on a different...
I camp a lot where Bigfoot's supposed to live, and I've never run into him.
I think he's an interdimensional being. That's what I think. All right, so this is the brewery, the Pineapple Goose. It's probably super light. It's super carbonated. Just looking at it, and you can like when you hold this glass up, it's super light. Looks like almost like a little bit darker than water. Look how light that is.
Right.
Yeah. It's super light.
It's hard to even find malts that light. So Goose is a type of lambic, a Belgian beer. It is made by blending young and old lambics, which is bottled for a second fermentation.
Was that a beer assistant that called you, or?
No, I actually used Google.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and normally the beer assistant chimes in, but.
All right.
I figured I would take a
call. Oh, my goodness.
So Goose is Gueze. Okay. And this was spelled Gose, because you can't really be a lambic beer unless you're from Belgium. It's kind of like trying to say you're a champagne and have California grapes.
Well, there's always a way around everything, right, Colin?
Yeah, you become a sparkling wine.
A California sparkling wine at that.
Right.
It tastes like a sour to me, and it's not... At first, like, you get this super soury taste, and then it just kind of goes away. But the first initial taste is like, this is a sour beer.
You know, it's not super sour, though. But yeah, it is. It's a sour. It's really dry. There's no residual sugar. I get a little bit of a metallic character out of it.
To me, this doesn't even taste like a beer.
Right.
Like, if somebody handed me this, I would think it'd be like a wine or a cocktail or...
Or a Zima.
A Zima or...
one of the malt beverages.
I wouldn't think it was a. It doesn't taste like a beer to me. I mean, that's not a bad thing if you get tired of drinking beer. I mean, this is always.
You know, now that I found the metallic character in it, I can't get past it. It's too metallic for me.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, I don't like it.
So the flavor of metallic is like when you get a mosquito bite and you suck on it. That flavor
of
blood.
Why would you suck on a mosquito bite? Maybe
it helps it from itching. You never did that when you were a little kid?
No, man. Oh. I might suck, if I got bit by a rattlesnake, I might suck out the poison just because I don't want to die, but I ain't sucking a mosquito bite out.
We used to do that all the time when we were kids. It stops them from itching.
Okay. I mean, I've sucked on other things like lollipops, but yeah, this thing is
John. Keep your personal life.
I
know.
I want to get a PG-13 rating today. Mosquito bites is just stuck in my. I can't even think anywhere. I'm just picturing you sucking a mosquito bite out of your arm or something. And I don't know. And this beer is not my favorite either. So
yeah,
beer nuts has gone downhill for the last 2 minutes.
You do a great job at always making sure we have beers. If we had to rely on the beers that I bring, it'd be a pretty dry show.
Well, hey, man, the can is cool.
The can is cool. You can't judge a beer by its label.
Yeah. That is true, I guess. I should have known something was up when I had that goose. I was like, what is that? Well, anyway, now I know. So I guess it's a learning experience. And I don't know why pineapples have green tongues either, so.
You know, but pineapple, to me, pineapple seems like a neat fruit to use. I've never brewed with it, but it's. I think it would be fun to brew with. And
it's good with Malibu. I know that. Yeah. Malibu and pineapple. That's what I like it with. What else is pina coladas? I use some fresh pineapples. Always getting that. What are you looking at, Colin?
Oh, I'm just checking the time here.
No, we're good, man.
We
got another 20 hours.
I know, right? you know, and that's something in the industry we've kind of been talking about. We really think it's time for a readjustment as far as there's a lot of breweries where some guy said, oh, yeah, I've been a home brewer for a year, and I'm going to open my own brewery, and doesn't know anything about business, doesn't really know about beer production, and they pop up a brewery and, you know, borrow some money from families and pop up a brewery. And I think we're going to see an adjustment I think openings will still be more than closings, but I think we're going to see some closings coming.
I mean, we rode out the wave, Colin, of microbreweries everywhere?
Well, this is the fourth wave. So
okay.
So I've seen it happen before. It hasn't been a straight line up from Fritz Maytag, you know, from 1968 when Fritz Maytag buys buys the brewery in San Francisco.
Ankerstein,
thank you. We've seen it go up and down a few times. And right now we're on a big wave, the biggest of the waves, but that doesn't mean we won't see a decline before the next wave.
I'm not really happy with the news you're giving me. You're telling me that there's going to be more closures than openings.
No, and I still think there's going to be more openings than closings.
And then all the doom that you're saying right now.
Just because you have a brewery doesn't mean it's going to stay in business right now. You really have to cross your T's and dot your I's and do all the good things. You've got to be making good beer. You've got to be running a good business. You've got to be being good to your customers and listening to them.
It reminds me of, you ever watch Late at Night? They have the Brawler Rescue with John Crawford. And they always have like, two scientists decide to open a bar and they have no idea what's going on. It's just one of those things like, yeah, I can see just because you have the money don't mean you're gonna have a good business.
Right,
you have to have at least some business sense. You can't just, my dream is to open a brewery. Well, have you ever worked in one? Have you ever done anything with one? I mean, you know, just because you have money doesn't mean it's going to make it a good brewery.
Amongst home brewers, it's really become a joke. I've been a home brewer for a year. Now I'm going to open a brewery. You know,
there's a lot more entailed. Like people think just because you can make a beer that you can open a brewery. No.
You know, an avid home brewer is probably brewing 10 batches a year. And in a brewery, you know, if you're only making 10 batches a month, you're going to fail. You know, so you have basically no experience brewing after a year of home brewing. And, you know, it's like saying, yeah, I made some Campbell soup, so now I'm going to open a canning facility.
Exactly. It's a lot more entailed. But there are a lot opening. I mean,
yeah, a lot.
Trade brewing, just, you know, for Napa. And
500 a year, I think. Something like that.
In Napa?
600 a year. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, trade brewing's doing some nice work. I really liked everything I've tried so far. And the little pub scene is really nice too.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're right across from, you know, central tourism of the world, pretty much. That Oxbow Market just pumps people in and out. I mean, it's pretty much you have to go to Oxbow Market if you're a tourist in Napa, and the Copia facility also. A lot of people are going there lately.
Well, and field work over there has kind of brought a lot of beer people to that side. They've run into a little bit of legal snags right now. So
it's not the guy with the car and...
Yeah, the road rage incident. Yeah.
Alleged.
Well, the alleged road rage incident, yeah.
Well, I don't know if we want to go into that, but yeah. I heard some rumors.
You can Google it. Yeah. It's all over the local news.
And so that's interesting, right? And their whole, you know, they're not really, I don't know how to say this. They're stuck in a touristy market, and if you want to have a intimate time with your significant other, or if you just want to relax and talk, it's hard. From when I went there, to sit down and just relax, because there's people coming in and out, little kids running around, and so it doesn't feel brew pub ish. It feels like, okay, we have a market full of stuff, and we're gonna stick a brewery in it.
You know, so what everybody tells me is, if you want the experience where you're only gonna see your friends, and you're going to know everybody in there, and you don't want anybody new to walk in, and that you go to Tannery.
Okay.
The Tannery, they say it's all the old school locals, and they're there every day, and they say that's that intimate private experience.
Yeah, I have a few people that went to field work, and they're like, why do we go there? I'm like, I don't know. Because you want to hit another brewery besides us, and they're like, You know, it's just one of those things that they, like, to me, they stuck a brewery in a market. It's doesn't have the right feel for me, but, I mean, some people like it. Their beer is really good, though. I mean, their beer, that pulp juice or whatever, and they do a lot of other beers that are semi-annual, I guess you would call them. They bring them back, but they don't always have them. That's the thing. Which is another interesting market point that really doesn't gel with me. I know it's the new style, but I like to have a place where I can go where they have their flagships, you know, three or four, five, six beers that are always there, and then they mess around with like three or four or five.
Well, and that was the old school model, and he decided to do something new. He said, we'll always have an IPA, but it'll never be the same IPA. We'll always have a pale, but it'll never be the same pale. And I think that was a neat, I think it was a neat idea.
Yeah, it's just something maybe I'm not used to. I don't know. I like to, like, get what I want and want what I get. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm the same way. Bilko's has 90 faucets. I go in there and order the same beer every day.
You can have one faucet for all you care.
I'll taste all the other ones when they hand me a taste, but I still ordered my beer, you know.
Yeah, we should go out to Knee Deep. They've been doing a lot of good beer. I know one of your favorites is the Simtra. Yeah, that one is a good beer, and you know, they've been doing that Breaking Bud, and all their beers I pretty much like. So
yeah, they're solid.
I think they're out in Auburn, so that's not too bad. Not too bad of a drive.
No, it's an easy one.
So that'd be good beer nut drive out there, and
you know, maybe we'll take the digital audio tape and do an interview while we're out there.
Yeah,
we've got a digital audio tape.
Or get a couple Alf growlers and try some of the beers you can only get there. They also have a stout that's really good. There's a new, I guess, tap house in Fairfield called Rust Water. Yeah, Rust Water. And they have a lot of their beer there, and they have a lot of Napa beer, and they have a lot of local beer. So anyone that's looking to do something, and maybe it's not a brewery, but it's a tap house. It's downtown Fairfield, Rust Water, and they have a lot of good beer. And, you know, they have sandwiches and stuff. So it's a good addition for me, you know, since I'm out that way.
So speaking of Rust Water, the more I drink this beer, the less metallic I think it is. I don't know.
Is it growing on you?
It's
not on me.
You know, I don't hate it.
You're a better man than me.
I
you're trying to say something nice, but you can't find the word.
I, you know, out of 50 points, I'll give it a solid 35.
All right.
Okay.
Is that how you judge 50 points?
50 points is the BJCP judging.
Well, I gave it a 10.
And you're never allowed to get below a 15.
Oh, you're not? A below what?
A 15.
Is that just like a...
It's just a polite thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you always could. Try to find something good.
You could give it lower, but it's kind of like, you know, the dunk competition. Even if they miss the dunk, you're still giving them
It's kind of like walking into a San Francisco bar and saying you hate the 49ers.
Which I do. I don't really hate them. It's too bad we couldn't get Wyatt on here. He flaked on us, man. He's a big 49er fan.
You've been listening to KVON 1440 Beer Nuts.
Here's a song that means a lot to me. I hope you enjoy it. Well, I remember. Sorry about that. Let me catch my breath for a second. Oh, hold on there.
If you have a chronic cough, wheezing, emphysema, or other trouble breathing, you might actually have something more. COPD. It's the number four cause of death in America. Few people have heard of it, including those who actually have it.
Take it away, Jim.
COPD can be treated. A simple breathing test can help you find out if you have it. So talk to your doctor about COPD. Get the test. Start getting the right treatment.
Thank you very much.
Learn more. Breathe better. Go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We be under attack. Man the long nine.
Arr. Bear be boarded. Flagship starboard bound.
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. Many a folk don't know that when they throw their trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. So lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. And learn more what you can do to keep the ocean healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your son.
1440 KVON Napa. The voice of Napa Valley sports and news. When your car or truck is ready for new tires, go to the tire store that provides wholesale prices direct to